Audio, Guyana S2.
Welcome to the next video of our stock market module. We have learned what stocks are and why the GSE is special. Now, we need to get into the nitty-gritty. How do you actually get your money from your pocket into the market?
Hi everyone, I am Awadi. I am going to talk about technology, where we are now, and where we hope to be soon with trading apps.
Hello, I am Lita. I will explain the banking side of things and how to fund your brokerage account without headaches.
And I am Sharon. I am going to wrap up with the most important topic, ethics. How to invest with integrity in Guyana. Let us finish strong.
Let us start with the money. You cannot buy stocks with cash from your wallet. You need to fund your brokerage account. Most of us already have a savings account at a big bank, like Republic Bank, GBTI, or Demerara Bank. When you sign up with a broker, they will give you their bank details. To buy shares, you usually have to transfer money from your personal bank account to the broker's client account. You can do this by walking into the bank and depositing a manager's check, or more commonly now, using your bank's online portal to do a transfer. Some brokers might require the money to be cleared before they place your order. This means you need to plan ahead. If trading is on Monday, do not wait until Monday morning to send the money. Send it on Thursday or Friday so it is ready to go. Always keep the receipt or screenshot of your transfer as proof.
Now, I know what you are asking. Is there an app for that? We see people in movies using apps to buy and sell stocks instantly. In Guyana, we are not quite there yet. We have some great fintech apps popping up, like MMG for paying bills, but we do not have a dedicated trading app connected to the GSE just yet. Right now, the app is your email client. You look at the prices on the GASCI website, you email your broker your order, and you wait for confirmation. It feels a bit old school, but it works. However, the future is bright. As our economy grows, there is a huge push for modernization. We expect to see digital trading platforms launch in the coming years that will allow you to see your portfolio and trade from your phone. By learning the basics now, you will be the first one ready to use those apps when they finally launch.
Let us talk about the rules. The stock market is not a casino. It is a regulated financial system. In Guyana, the referee is the Guyana Securities Council. They enforce the Securities Industry Act. The biggest rule you need to know is about insider trading. This is a serious crime. Insider trading is when you use secret information to make a profit. For example, if your cousin works at a big company and tells you, "Hey, we are about to announce a massive loss. Sell your shares now," and you do it, that is illegal. You are cheating the other investors who do not know that news yet. In a small country like ours, word travels fast, but you must keep your investing professional. Do not trade on rumors, and never try to manipulate the price by spreading fake news on Facebook or WhatsApp. If you get caught, you face heavy fines and you ruin your reputation forever.
This brings us to ethics. Investing in Guyana is about more than just making money. It is about supporting our country. When you buy shares in a local company, you are giving them capital to expand, build new factories, and hire more Guyanese workers. You should look for companies that align with your values. Do they treat their staff well? Do they protect the environment? As a shareholder, you are a part owner. You have a voice. You can attend the annual general meeting, AGM, and ask questions. Use that power responsibly. Also, be careful of scams. If someone approaches you promising guaranteed returns of 20% a month, run away. Real investing takes time. Legitimate brokers will never promise you overnight riches.
A quick note on patience and liquidity. We mentioned this before, but it is worth repeating as a final tip. The Guyana market is illiquid. That means there are not always buyers when you want to sell. You might see your shares are worth $1 million on paper, but if no one wants to buy them on Monday, you cannot get that cash. This is why you should never invest your rent money or your grocery money. Only invest money you can afford to lock away for 5, 10, or 20 years. Treat your stock portfolio like a long-term savings account that you do not touch.
Let us summarize the key takeaways from our stock market journey. 1. The GSE is our local market, and it offers tax-free benefits on capital gains. 2. You need a broker to participate, and you fund your account through your regular bank. 3. Technology is evolving, so keep an eye out for future trading apps. 4. Integrity is key. Follow the rules and invest for the long term.
You now have the knowledge that 90% of people do not have. You understand how the engine of our economy works.
Do not be afraid to start small. Even a few shares make you an owner.
Keep learning, keep reading the news, and watch your wealth grow.
This is your country, and this is your market. Own it.
Congratulations on finishing this module.
Previous lesson, back to course, next lesson.